Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing piece.
If you really want to know more about fashion, I mean, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode.
So for me,
nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto. This program on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. is called The Burrow. And I am joined in studio this week by Kate Rysik, who also known as a.k.a. Rusalka. And we're going to hear a bit of her track called You Bleed. Oh, man. Something in my throat almost got all the way through that. Song called You Bleed by Rusalka, and then on the other side I'll be joined in studio by Kate herself, and she's going to help curate the show this week, and it is going to be great. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm your host, Andy Resto. We've been listening to a song called You Bleed by Vancouver noise artist Rusalka. I'm joined in studio this week by Rusalka herself, Kate Rissick.
Hi.
How are you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah. What designation would you like? Noise artist? I always get caught when describing lots of music, like too much music, as just using the generic terms of noisy or experimental.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't quite, you know, it's not quite enough.
I think I change it every time I say it to somebody. Yeah. So usually I just say
the last bio you wrote, what did you
I just say I do sound. It's easiest. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of explain it beyond there.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to maybe talk about briefly what it is that we are listening to and where it comes from?
That's a track they did for a tape off of the label Absurd Exposition, which is a Canadian noise label. And that was done a few years ago. It's called You Bleed because it's about menstruation. And that's about it.
Great. Okay. The name Rusalka, just wanted to talk about this briefly. It's a Slavic word and fairy tale. Mm-hmm. Originally. Is that where you're picking up from? Is that kind of themes that you're playing with or thinking about when you're making music?
A little bit, yeah. I liked how it's really just a myth and a word that describes the female spirit, a female spirit. So that's really what I wanted why I wanted to use that word.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit ambiguous in a sense where I think in general it can be translated as like mermaid in English, but that really gives maybe the wrong impression.
Mm-hmm.
At least the way mermaids have been popularized in North America, but there's a very like spiritual, almost like demonic aspect of like Rusalka, Rusalki,
yes,
for Slavic origins, but also then like a life-giving positive force behind it.
Yes.
Kind of play with each other.
There's very many different myths. Mm. So you're right, there's from the very sort of malicious and demonic in a sense, or a siren in some,
right,
in,
yeah,
some myths, to yes, just a mermaid. So
there's,
and I like that, is that there's a lot of different meanings.
Yeah, yeah. Great. You have, I'm very happy to say, decided to join me on the show this week, and you are going to help curate the show, which I'm excited about. It's going to be more of the same of what you do, or is it? It's all noisy.
Sort of. I think just generally things that I like, yeah, and influence me in some way.
Would you say that it would, if anyone was paying attention, would it disturb or disrupt the students scurrying around at the poster sale? Yes.
That's possible, yes. So,
and quite possibly a good purpose to get people running in here frightened and wondering what it is that's happening. Great. What do we have lined up first?
Actually, the first song I am going to play is quite a nice, pretty song. Okay. So I'll do it nice and soft first, but then from there it won't be so nice.
Fall apart. Okay. We're gonna take an idyllic road to the abyss.
Yeah. Okay. So the first track is from the soundtrack for a movie called Upstream Color, and that came out in 2013. And the soundtrack is actually done by the director Shane Carruth.
All right. Any words on the movie or is it more the soundtrack that you're into, or is the movie itself?
It's both. Okay. Yes, great. It's an amazing movie, and sound is very important in that movie. Okay. There's a theme of sound and connection through sound.
Great. Yeah. All right, let's go for it. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is The Burrow.
Thank you. Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 24th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early at noon to listen to our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check out the website on www.studyandgoabroad.com.
This is your captain speaking. Next destination is...
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay.
Sure. I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
Okay, you're still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This program's called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name's Andy Resto, and this week I'm joined in studio by Kate Rysek, a.k.a. Rusalka. Hanging in there?
Yeah.
That's all right. Great. Had a nice, a lovely set to start things off. Played a couple songs there. Do you want to quickly go over what we heard?
So the first track was a track by Shane Carruth, which was for the soundtrack for Upstream Color, which is a really great movie, and it has a theme of sound and connection through sound. So I just love that movie, and the soundtrack is great. And the track after that was by Mika Vainio, and from the album Life, It Eats You Up. And the track title is And Give Us Our Daily Humiliation. And Mika Vainio is from the duo Pansonic.
Great. Yeah, I really love that song title, Give Us Our Daily Humiliation. That's a wonderful twist on the Lord's Prayer. Upstream Color, this might just, the image that just pops into my head, and when you explain that it's like this sound mapping or journey, I'm just thinking of like, kind of like a river, but it's like paint. It's just like a river of paint, and then it's like purples and reds and oranges are what's in my head. That's I feel like it's a very simplistic look at it, but.
That's some good imagery to have conjured, yeah.
You were saying it's even hard to describe after you watch it.
Yes, I just recommend seeing the movie. It's great. But great. I don't even want to try to describe it. Yeah.
And then Mika Vainio, you're saying that's guitar manipulations we were hearing mainly?
That album is, he's using guitar as a sound source and manipulating it. So I like that he does it in an interesting and in an innovative way.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if we can briefly chat about your music for those of those listeners, all those listeners out there, all the faithful followers of the program, who aren't aware of what it is that you play. If you want to maybe describe your typical setup or how you go about composing.
Sure. So I work with the theremin, and I have a pretty simplistic setup in that I use the theremin as my main sound source and manipulate it through effects. So it's improvisation, but I have a sort of loose structure composition that I kind of follow in, you know, a live setting, but it's kind of a balance between between improvisation and composition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And for people who, I think most people are now aware of what a theremin is, but I think maybe it has there's a attitude around it that anybody can kind of go to it and know what they're doing, kind of play it, which is, I would just imagine, highly untrue. And do you want to maybe talk about what it is that goes into like composing with a theremin, and if it's like all gestures that you're doing, or if it's the positioning, or what it.
Well, I mean, it's likened to, say, violin and its complexity of playing, but I don't play it in any kind of traditional sense. So, yeah, you have to be very careful with your positioning. A lot of times I just play it with my body, so I'm standing exactly where I want it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't even actually play it with my hands sometimes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great. Cool. It's very ghostly then in that sense. I feel like it's like a specter that it's like this waves that are going around some sort of specter and you're like positioning shadows.
So, yes. Yeah.
It's a way to look at it. I don't know. Awesome. The next song we have lined up, you were explaining was field recordings of insects.
Yeah, so this is a track of Dave Phillips and Hiroshi Hasegawa. So the field recordings are from Dave Phillips, and they're of insects in the jungle. And then Hasegawa, he processes those sounds.
Great.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. And it's called, is that Anthophilia Genocide? Is that the one?
Yes, that's it.
Great. All right. So this is Anthophilia Genocide here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9. This episode brought to you by, I was going to say TD Bank, but it's actually brought to you by Rusalka. Thank you.